We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone for one of our three announced segments, and this one is very presidential. All three stories are related to presidents, our last three presidents, including this one. Let's start with President Obama. He was quite the letter writer in his youth, it appears.
Yeah, I call this the 44, 45, and 46 edition of Three and Out, being the 44th, 45th, and 46th presidents.
Yes.
Here. But yeah, I'm not sure what 44, what's going on in his head. But yeah, so there's this old letter that he had written to, well, you know, obviously an ex-girlfriend, and had this bizarre statement that says, "I make love to men daily, but in the imagination." And then it goes on some weird, it's just weird, Bob. I mean, it's like, what, you know, it's more of his weird, like, intellectual speak or something or other, but, it's getting around. I think the New York Post was the one that published I'll be curious to see which reporter has the courage to ask him, "So what were you thinking?"
I know you're still thinking, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
But it's and apparently the letter exists where at Emory University, except you can't take any pictures of it, and you can't make copies of it, but you can transcribe it, which someone did.
Yeah, this person hand transcribed it and provided a copy of it to the New York Post.
Well, it was the guy who wrote a book about Obama, and I think he provided the copy of it. So, but it's hey. If that's what you wanted to do or you want to do, more power to you. I wonder what the missus thinks about that. People need to back. There have been some cruel things said about her. After this. But anyway, yeah, so that's story number one. But again, I cut you off there. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say that, I mean, this is just, again, big deal. If you know, whatever his preferences are or were. But this just goes to, again, how little vetting the media ever did with this person before he was elected president.
Oh, God, yes. Although I don't know if they would have gotten to that, you know, that part of it. But then...
No, but who knows what else did they miss?
Yeah. Well, you're right. What else did they miss? But compared to what's happening with our current president, that's pretty tame stuff. Now,
yeah,
item two with former President G.W. Bush.
No, Trump.
Oh, Trump.
Right?
What am I thinking? Bush. Trump. Boy, I can't keep track of my presidents. I guess I skipped right over him. Yes,
He's 43.
There's probably plenty about him, too. All right. Anyway,
oh,
we're going to that.
Oh, yeah, I went
in the wrong direction.
We could have done an entire show on him. But no, with Donald Trump last week, you know, he's got the latest indictments. And I say that with an asterisk because it sounds like he's going to be indicted down in Georgia next for some of the stuff he was doing after the 2020 election.
Yeah.
But this is related to the efforts to overturn the 2020 election, the federal indictment from a few weeks ago. The judge has agreed to a limited protective order in that case, putting limits on what he can say publicly about the investigation as he campaigned. So we'll see how well that works. Cause you know, he's not one to necessarily censor.
It's not going to work. Not going to work at all. So
no, which again, you can say what you want, Bob, but you got to ask the question, why is someone who's been indicted this many times and dealing with legal battles, how can he effectively be a candidate for political office right now?
But also the Democrats and these, some of these judges certainly are political. They need to be careful of what they're doing because they could be setting things up. Because I don't think Trump has a shot at winning. I really don't because he's so polarizing.
Winning the general, I agree with you.
The general election, yeah.
Yeah.
So this could be a good thing overall for the Republican Party. All right, let's move over to our current president, Joe Biden, who never got involved in the dealings with his son, you know, the business dealings of his son, according to the president.
Yeah, it definitely seems, Bob, that the knives are out on President Biden running for a second term as well. As I told somebody at my office a week ago, I've never seen a stronger message sent to two individuals that they shouldn't be running for president.
Yes.
You know, all the investigations and indictments and everything else. So the latest thing Obviously, in the last, say, 3 weeks, the Hunter Biden matter has really unraveled. With the plea deal being rejected by the judge. It was a very sweetheart plea deal on some tax charges. And now having a special counsel appointed to investigate Hunter. I've read some stories. I'm not a big fan of this particular person being appointed special counsel, in part because, as I understand the special counsel statutes, somebody, and this is the David Weiss, who's the U.S. attorney, is a Trump appointed U.S. attorney, I think in Delaware. That's investigating. But he was involved in the initial investigation of Hunter, which led to this awful plea deal. Plus, as I understand it, a DOJ employee is not permitted to investigate a sitting president. So my question is, what limits are on this special counsel investigation? Because nobody really cares about Hunter. What people care about is, what did Joe Biden know about Hunter's dealings? And did he know, was he somehow involved? And it's sounding more and more like he was. And that's what I think is really the public interest here. So to the extent that the special counsel appointment doesn't address that, I think that's problematic. And there's precedent for switching horses on special counsels back in during the Clinton years with Whitewater. As you recall, the first special counsel was horribly ineffective. And that's when Ken Starr was appointed and then got to the good stuff, right?
Garland's not going to appoint somebody who's, who's going to be tenacious on this. And, here's what I don't understand. There is video, and we saw it years ago, of Biden bragging that he told the Ukraine, get rid of this their special counsel or prosecutor that was going after Burisma, the company his son worked for, or he's holding back billions in aid. He gave him a deadline. You got to do it within an hour or two, or I'm not giving you the money. And he was vice president at the time, and they fired him. They did what he told them to do. I mean, how is that not coercion or bribing them into getting what he wanted to protect his kid? And the mainstream media has absolutely ignored that. And, I worked at the Associated Press, and when I worked there, they had integrity. They don't have integrity anymore because they don't go after the hard stories because they're too politically motivated to, certainly the people at the top to protect. And it's disgusting to me what's happened to the media, having once been a member. Well, still sort of. That's my soapbox.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And more about this, the whole thing about was bragging about getting the prosecutor fired. I mean, that was part of, the first Trump impeachment was over his wanting the Ukraine to restart this investigation as to what had gone,
yes.
the investigation into Hunter that Biden supposedly stopped. So that, it's a mess. And I'm not a big fan of the legal process being used in lieu of a political process, but it's 2023 and here we are.
It's not a great place to be, but I'll tell you what is a great place to be on the air with you. How about that? Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Camp Prone.